we talked, we had just finished with the Warriors, and you had told me that you had moved out to, was it the Castaic area?
Yes, the Castaic, California.
Uh-huh. And when you were out there, now your son was with you?
Always.
Uh-huh. Did you work when you were in Castaic?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Where did you work?
I worked at a restaurant. The reason why I went there is because my cousin threw my marriage. I might have mentioned that to you, who kind of helped me out when my husband went to jail and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of drifting. Little by little, they were getting out of California. So because the family had asthma, so right at that moment, they were in Castaic. She was working in the restaurant. And she used to say, well, when the war ends, just come on here and stay with us and get a job as a waitress. And I thought, oh, God, I can't work as a waitress. However, the war ended. I lost my job, and I packed up, and I drove up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't supposed to work till the next day, but I sat at the counter. It was pretty busy, and then my cousin says, come on. And that's how I became a waitress.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done waitressing before?
No.
Mm-hmm. That was a new thing.
No.
Mm-hmm. You had changed jobs you told me before.
During the war.
And the last one was
Western Holly.
Uh-huh. Now, did they, Western Holly, they laid everyone?
Well, I can't say. I don't know. It seems like most of the ones that I was in touch with or closer to were laid off. There was some fellows 2 weeks ago bowling, so it's not only women.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly, but it seems like the ones I knew were laid off. I didn't lost touch with them, but I couldn't say if the whole place was laid off. No.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that
was sort of what prompted you to,
I mean,
as your job ended there,
mm-hmm.
you decided to go out. And
well, I kind of knew a little before, because everyone knew that the war was I can't remember now, within a few days, or they're going to sign this and that. So I was in touch with my cousins, and I don't know whether I was panicky about getting a job, or, you know, in a way panicky, and I always had a thing ahead of me. So she said, well, if you want to come out here, I'll get the job, and you'll stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I knew ahead of time. I don't know how many days ahead of time I knew that I was going to go. And I imagine I might have waited until I'd pay the week's rent. I couldn't tell you what day it was. As soon as I could.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember about how much you were making when you left?
Might have been $1 something.
Mm-hmm.
Was $1 something. I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember.
It's a
shame, though.
Yeah.
That, why can't you remember?
Now, when you went to do the waitressing work, was there much of a break in between time, say, when you quit, well, when you were not working at Western Holland, and then you started the waitressing?
Oh, I bet I was there. Excuse me, I didn't mean to jump like that. I can't remember the day I was laid off, whether it was a Friday, the end of the week, armistice, when they signed the paper. I can't remember. Probably the end of the week, it seems like it. And with a matter of a few days, the most, that I went to there. In fact, it was raining, and the ridge route. And the ridge route isn't as good as it is now,
mm-hmm.
But it was still a highway, and it was hilly, and I had no chance. It started to rain, I wasn't that experienced as far as driving that far, and I knew I didn't have a windshield wiping, but I didn't bother me, and by the time I left, well, I think I didn't think I worried about the wheelchair wiper, but it didn't work, and it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, oh, well, you know, drizzling a little bit, and as soon as I could, I left where I was living in that, I lived in a trailer. I told your friend, I don't know if I told you, but a friend, yeah. So I made arrangements with her husband, she and I, to pick it up. They picked it up, they didn't live very far. And like I say, it's probably as soon as I didn't sit around and wait, because I didn't even look around for a job. I just knew that's where I was going, because I always had to think of who's going to take care of my son. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't even consider going up there. And so probably just a matter of days, and then when I decided to go rain or shine or snow, I had to go. I had no place. I had no trailer to even go back to. And so right on the ridge drive, it got dark, and I don't know how I pushed, and I managed to see, you know, and during the day, look, did I ever go over that hill? But I made it, you know, I made it.
And so,
excuse me, it was a sad. I remember definitely it was a saddie now. Don't ask me why. All of a sudden I realized it was a saddie.
And just within a few days?
Yeah, I would say within a few days. Just as I couldn't afford to take it easy and just say, well, I'll pay another week's rent. Because I was paying that my friend that I rented the trailer farm. Mm-hmm. I paid with her also. So to me, every dollar counted.
When you went to work waitressing, did you then make, how did that compare with the money you had made at Western Hall? Well, somehow, according to, you didn't get paid very much. It was under, way under a dollar an hour, 50 something.
I really don't know, but that wasn't enough for anyone, but it was your tips. And I can't explain that. I didn't have a lot of money. I was able to save up just a little bit of money. I paid them room and board, and I had to have the car, but I didn't have to use the car very much because they had a big trailer, and they stayed right behind the restaurant there, and so I stayed with them, and so I didn't have to use the car. Seemed like I made less. My tips varied, of course, because it was a small place. But I felt I was better off financially in Los Angeles area, but I had more expenses. Mm-hmm. But I made much less an hour. Even now, they don't pay the waitresses very much. They pay the minimum, and whatever the minimum was then, that's where I got paid. But I paid my cousin so much a week, and somehow I had a few more dollars in my pocket when I made a few more tips. I remember distinctly, I saved up $95 for Christmas, and what I mean is my cousin had two little girls, and she and her husband and my son. And I think that's about who I got gifts for, and that was pretty good, I thought. Mm-hmm.
So how long did you stay there?
Well, I can't tell you exactly. It seemed like it was just a few weeks because she heard about, this was sort of up high, it was Cass State, but a little higher up, and then she said there's a place right in Cass State on the highway that was a bigger restaurant. It was called The Tower. It was there for many, many years. Now it bypasses, I think, the church, but it's still there. It's a beautiful building, and so I don't know how my cousin knew about it, so we just moved down there, and we got jobs as a waitress. It was a nicer place. The other place wasn't a dump. It was like more of an old coffee shop. This one had a lovely dining room, and it was a couple from the Cedar somewhere around there that took over, and they tried to get a liquor license, and they wanted nice waitresses, and we stayed there for a while. We worked there. And it was a very big place during the war, they say. A lot of people stopped by there on the way to hunting, different places. By the time we got in there, I don't know how long we were there, but because they couldn't get a liquor license, eventually they closed up. And I don't remember how long we stayed there. It might have been a matter of months. It was always just a short time. And my cousin, her husband, he was a mechanic. And he had asthma, so sometimes, I don't know whether he just couldn't stay the job long or with his asthma or whatever, something personal maybe. And so then we moved to we still worked there, but we parked the trailer up a little higher. They found it was called up the 5 mile grade, I guess at that time they used to call it, it still does. And there was a little house right on top of the hill, didn't have any electricity. They had a generator, and I used to But I, anyway, well, it doesn't matter, but I remember that place didn't have any water, and you had to heat the water up, and sometimes kind of sooty and all that. We stayed there. It seems like I stayed with them until I decided to go back east. And I went back east to visit my family. And I sometimes wonder why I seemed like I was kind of restless. I didn't like, I can't find anything to say against them. Anytime there's something that's not important, just stop me. It's like my way of thinking. But if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here, though that is why I'm here in a way, but they helped me when I needed them. I had a family. I had a babysitter, though I sort of reciprocated. I paid, you know, and the kids were sort of a certain age where, you know, they went to school. There was no, I didn't pay for babysitting. I paid because it was the big trailer or even the little house. It was her house, you know, there's no doubt. So I always paid whatever she asked me to pay for room and board because I paid for both of them. So I had a home. But somehow I didn't particularly care about it. Well, I wasn't worried that I was a waitress, so I didn't think I wanted to do the rest of my life. But I figured, you know, I have no choice in a way. I already sold my car. I sold the cook, and I had to drive to L.A. with him. Me driving to L.A. was a big thing, which I don't know how I made it. So I got rid of the car. I didn't have a car. And I guess one reason why I wanted to go back is to, you sometimes, because my mother asked me, yeah, sure. Also, I was kind of glad that I was going. What I was going to do I knew I was coming back. When I went back, it isn't like I'm buying a ticket and stay for a month, you know. I bought a ticket one way. Worry about coming back. And so I... probably was 49. Pretty sure it was 49. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm way, way ahead. 46. I remember being 46. They had a big thing with Frank Sinatra in Boston. I was going to say 49. I don't know where we didn't get the 48. That's when I left Lancaster. And I was going to stay there for a while, and I got a job, and I hated living there.
Back
I hated it. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. I hated it. I just felt like I was stuck. I was closed in. My mother was very good. She didn't have a home of her own, really. She couldn't understand why I was saving up to go back. I didn't have any money. I was just saving up to go back. So I trained, I guess.
What job did you have?
Oh, well, then I worked sewing. Now, see, that's right. I went to work sewing. But I could use a few extra dollars, so I worked nights as a waitress. It was called Topsies. All they had was fried chicken, and all you had to do was, it was really hectic, more work there than if you just wait on people, you know, from scratch, because they have only, I think it was only chicken, one thing to order, but of course, so you know what they wanted, how many orders, they had to tell you what they wanted to drink, they had to tell you, and then you'd serve them finger bowls, you know, it isn't that with the, if they wanted a fork, they could have, most people didn't. So it was really like a little restaurant, you know, in a way, that tables close together and big kitchen, and we cleared the table, and it was pretty hectic. But I worked at night to make a few extra dollars. I needed it. I didn't make that much during the day. And I worked weekends. I even worked in at New Year's once, and I walked right through Boston coming home, which was at that time Scully Square, which had a bad reputation, I don't know. It was a skid row. Whether it was as bad as down here, I don't know. But it was New Year's Eve, and I had to work, and I got through about two or three, I remember. So I just walked in the middle of the street and was scared, but I got home. I made it. And so when I had enough money, I came back, and my cousins at that time were living. It was North Hollywood. So to North Hollywood. In fact, they had a little house then. No, sorry. I kept in touch with them, and I said, I'd like to go back, but I don't have enough money. And they knew I wasn't hinting because they didn't have it. And they said, well, as soon as you come back, just come right here. So I did. They had a smaller trailer, but they sort of like made a tent, you know, they got a tent, some awning, and I had like a little room with my son, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old was he?
My son's 41.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, how old was he?
He's 41 now?
This was,
So he would have been about 6 years.
Was 47 then. No, it was 47 then.
Yeah.
I stayed there quite a few months.
Uh-huh.
So it must have been the early part, because I remember working New Year's Autopsy, and soon after I went, and it was around, it was sometime in 47, and I went back to Hollywood, North Hollywood, with him, and he was born in 1939, see, so he was around eight, well, seven-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with him. I had a hard time finding a job. In fact, I didn't have a hard time finding a job, but it just happened that my cousin had a car, of course, and I don't think my cousin ever worked. And right on North Hollywood, in North Hollywood, the main boulevard might have been Lancashire, I don't remember. But it was quite a way to a restaurant. But I finally walked one day, and I got a job working in the restaurant. And my cousin would pick me up, but sometimes he was late, so I did a lot of walking. Now, I didn't particularly care for that job. And so I found out about another factory making lingerie, and so I got a job working
lingerie. So when you were going back in Boston, had that been at a factory?
Yes, a Lowe's factory, yeah. Mm-hmm. I should have told you.
And then when you came back here, you did waitressing then for...
I did waitress work when I couldn't get I did waitress work only when I couldn't get a sewing job. And like when I first left after the war, I didn't even look around for a sewing job right on the highway, see. I didn't even think of it. But there wasn't any, I know, I'm pretty sure. So I always went to sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to and this factory where they made little lingerie, which I didn't care to work on. Even I don't care to work in such flimsy stuff. And my job was putting on straps, which is, but I worked, I don't know, it seemed like I worked a couple of days, and I heard about a place around there somewhere that made blouses. I got a job as a blouse, as a operator. Well, even to this day, they say they want experienced operators. And then I worked there, I can't, a short time, it seemed like a couple of months maybe, maybe less. And very nice Italian people, they were doing bad. Whenever I go to work, it always gets worse. And they were going in, they once came to us and said that they were, in order to prevent closing up, they had to join the union. And there's another place, they were going to give us 30 days to quit. And that's another time that, at that time, my cousin decided to move to Lancashire. He and his two daughters had asthma, and they probably still do. And he was finding out that, you know, to get a good climate. So they decided to move to Lancashire. In fact, they're still there here. And of course, I trips along with him. I wasn't there. I can't explain it. I didn't go, I didn't cry and say, oh, my God. I thought maybe, should I follow them? Should I what? So I went, but I went with him. And then I got a job working in a restaurant there. I don't remember maybe I looked in the phone directory or something, if there was any factory sewing, and I didn't know about it, I didn't hear about it. And so I applied for a job working in a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and I got the job. And I stayed there until I left them, until 48. I left.
In 48?
September 48.
Now, your son would have been real early school age, I guess, at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your cousin still watch him in the hours when your cousin's wife?
Oh, yes. Excuse me for saying yes. Yes, when she worked with me, and somehow, you know, when I worked in the restaurant, she worked in the restaurant, except that for that time when I worked in North Hollywood. She worked part of the time in a dress shop in the town of North Hollywood. And she always, I can't explain it. If I went out, she watched him during the night or during the day. The kids were in school. Somehow she picked her hours. I was a waitress. I didn't exactly work from 8 to 4 or something like that. We didn't have to. It always worked out. I must say I kind of forgot in a way It might have been that that year when I, that's the way I went to Cal State with them, remember? And then I left, and I went back home, and then when I went, did return to California, they were North Hollywood. What happened in between is what I left out, and I forgot, is that when I went back one year, I used to stop in Chicago, my sister lived there, and then I would stop in Boston. My mother lived one here, and my sister lived here, my other sister lived here, and my brother lived here. And my mother didn't have her own place. She lived in a room with my, I think she was living with my sister, or with something like that. She didn't have her own place. And while I was visiting in Chicago, I got a letter from my sister-in-law's, my brother's wife's mother, who owned and lived in the same house. My sister, my brother and his wife lived in a three-story house, which was owned by his mother-in-law. And Mr. Litton wrote and asked me to consider. Well, somehow it seemed like I didn't make any plans, but I guess they make plans. When someone's coming, you kind of say, well, she'll stay here and she'll have this room and that. And so that's the way it was going to be. So she said, well, they were talking about you would stay here most of the time because, you know, your mother doesn't have a home and this and that. And she said, but, you know, Mickey and Marion don't have any room themselves. And she said, I would consider changing your mind about going. So that was kind of a surprise because, anyway, cause my sister's place was crowded. They had a little shack, and they were building a house right there. So she didn't have much room, but my sister wasn't my sister. She was wonderful. She said, oh, I said, yeah, I don't know about going back to Boston. And she said, well, you stay here and see how things work out. Just stay here for a while. While I was there, I got a job in Illinois, in Elmhurst, Illinois, working in the restaurant to save more money up because I wanted to pay my sister. I had money, not much money. I had my ticket already bought, but I didn't have money. I didn't have a lot of money to just pay here and there. A visit is different. You know, you take them out, but you don't have to pay room and board. But I, you know, my sister and her husband just working people, so I knew, heck, I can't just be a chiseler. So I got a job working there, and I was there a couple of weeks. And while I was there, my cousins, this Jack and Evelyn, I don't know where they got itchy feet or something, and she was born in Boston, or she left when she was a baby. So they decided to take a trip. This was in the summertime. And they stopped off in the Chicago area, and they visited. So when I left with them, I went with them to Boston, visiting my family, and all my family, and I don't remember, we even stayed overnight with any of them, but I visited, and there were no hot feelings, and then we went to Florida. For some reason, I wanted to go to Florida, St. Petersburg, and I don't know, can't remember how long we stayed there with them. It might have been a couple of months. It was a couple of months. In fact, we put the kids in school. Mm-hmm. We had to, you know. We got in the trailer park, and the trailer only had a restaurant right in front. And I worked in the restaurant, so did my cousin. Different shift. We had different times. So she sort of stayed with the kids. I remember where my cousin Jack worked. And then I started to date, the owner was a Greek man, he was older than I, but just dating, nothing like that. And I remember one time this to me is important, but I remember one time that the trailer was over here and the restroom was over here and there was a big driveway here, and I remember one time he...
So it went in between the restaurant and the trailer?
Beside the restaurant, which led up to part of the trailer park, which it's spread out. And I was sitting went out for dinner, and I was, because I don't remember where the owner lived, but he knew where I lived, of course. And he drove back to the restaurant, parked right beside the restaurant. It was open. The restaurant was open, but we didn't go in. And I was just talking to him in the car, and that's the truth. And then my cousin, Jack, he was like, almost like a father. I mean, he was my age, or a brother, I don't know. And he got after me, and he was sort of waiting for me, and he said, you shouldn't be going over this one and that one. And I was thinking, I just felt sort of like, gee, I'm lonesome as it is without anybody, you know. I wasn't, I was looking for a man, but, you know, I really didn't have my own friends. I wasn't no one's fault but my own. But it seemed like, you know, we had our friends. It seemed like, and I don't know, all of a sudden, oh heck, I'm not, I don't have to put up with this. And I don't know, all of a sudden I felt like I wasn't my own boss or something. I could get pretty stubborn sometimes. So I didn't say anything to him, but anyhow, I told her, I said, you know, I can't, not that same day. I said, I don't know. I said, I just can't stand it, and I don't like it. It's too hot and stuff like that. So I went, so I decided to go back. My son and I got a bus ticket. They stayed there, and I went to Boston. And I stayed with I can't remember if I was in touch with them right away, but I went to Boston. I stayed there for a while, and then when, I guess I wasn't touching them after a while, because when I did decide to go back, that's when they were in North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, you know, but like I say, I missed out that trip to Florida.
Yeah, so that was about, I'd say that was happening during 46.
That was probably was around 47 then. No, that must have been 47.
Okay. Yeah. When you got back then, you mentioned a couple of things that were interesting to me. One was that in terms of your social life, which is what I was going to ask you, I was going to ask that a little while about interstate and back in Boston. Were you mentioned going out with the restaurant owner. Were there other, did you do much dating during that period?
In Florida, the only date I ever had was with that restaurant owner, mm-hmm. that Greek. And I don't know, he seemed old to me. He probably was in the early 40s. He had a daughter, a young girl. I can't remember if I met her or not. I think that's the only date I had there. And when I lived in Castaic, I dated more. I met, there was a fellow in Chevron Station. I didn't have girlfriends. They didn't have probably boyfriends or couple friends, you want to say that either. They were together, and they had friends that they knew for years, and I'd go with them to see the family or outside of that area, to once to Little Rock, California, some to L.A. area, you know, their relatives here. And I didn't meet any, have any particular girlfriend. In fact, not any, I don't have any girlfriend that I've had in Castaic or North Hollywood. I don't remember dating at all, it seems like. But in Castaic, I dated. I met a lot of fellows. In the restaurant, I met a lot of fellows. I met they asked me to date. I never dated a truck driver. But people that lived around there, there were men that lived around there, young men. I was dating a manager of a Chevron station for a while, a standard at that time, in Castaic. Nothing serious. I liked some more than others, yeah. I didn't like dates anywhere. It seemed like the only time I really dated, I would say, would be when I lived in Castaic in different areas, and we'd go to North Hollywood, you know, stop at a place for a drink, you know.